Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, friends, and welcome again to Madame Perry Salon. I'm your host and cruise director, Madame Perry, also known as Jennifer Perry, and I have another show that I've been so excited about tonight. The guest tonight is a friend of the show as well as a friend of Madame Perry's, and a lot of the guests have mentioned this particular person in several shows because he's just a doggone entertaining. And let me describe him in case you don't already know. He's a musician and producer. He lives in Macon, Georgia. I think he is originally from Florida, but he's been in Macon, Georgia for a very long time. In fact, he is the actual official music ambassador of Macon. He's won several awards, started earning awards in 1999 with the Atlanta Society of Entertainers Recording Artist of the Year, and he's gotten several awards from that group. He has awards in the Country Music Hall of Fame, Cotton Carrier Award, Reader's Choice Award for Singers, more from the Atlanta Society of Entertainers. He's been featured in Street Singers, Soul Shakers, and Rebels Without a Cause, music from Macon. He has been featured as special recognition in Newtown, Macon. Oh, gosh, what else? Oh, I think earlier this year, he got an award from the Georgia Music Association in the jazz category, number one jazz artist in Georgia, and he owns a studio. He's got a lot of cool projects coming out, and he is my friend. Please welcome Mr. Joey Stuckey. Welcome, Joey.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer. I'm so glad to be with you again.
I am thrilled to have you here. You know, yeah, several times recently, I think people like Becky Kyle, who's an author, editor, and so folks, every now and then your name will come up on the show. So I'll have to put it out there to you on Facebook. Joey, we're talking about you again.
That would explain a lot. That would explain my ears burn a lot. I thought it was a personal problem.
No, I think the last time was, I think Becky made recommendations because, talking about, we keep talking about getting a tour bus for me and some clients, other authors and musicians, to go out on the road, do shows.
That'd be awesome.
And we said, oh, we need a driver. And Becky Kyle yells out, how about I nominate Joey Stuckey?
I'll do it. I'm crazy enough to do it. You know, what we could do is we could call like the Georgia State Patrol and some different people and maybe see if they couldn't line the roads with like those bumpers they have in bowling alleys. And we could do like a tour, I mean, as long as I turn where I'm supposed to turn, more or less, I think we'd be okay.
And
just take it slow.
If Joey Stuckey is new to you, listeners, then let me tell you, Becky was just going, she has no other reason to recommend Joey as the tour bus driver except for his video of him where he, and the video, it's a music video, but he starts off, he's hijacking a car. He hijacked a Beamer and drove it to a gig. It's a video for his song, Blind Man Driving, which he was a blind man, and he was driving.
That is true.
So,
yeah.
I don't know how blind he is if he hijacked a Beamer. He's got to know something was up there. So,
it's amazing. There are a lot of people who have really said to me, well, I mean, can you see well enough to drive? It's like, oh, no, I'm totally blind. I'm a real blind person. I'm Ray Charles blind, you know. It's funny because my wife, who is an advanced practice nurse and a midwife, played the video for some of the ladies at work, and one of the nurses came up to her and said, "Your husband did an amazing job driving. Did they give him a ticket or anything?" And she's like, "Sweetheart, it wasn't real." I mean, you know. And the concerning thing is this is the nurse that has the key to the drug cab, so you kind of have to wonder.
Good point. Showbiz.
That's right. But, you know, the hard part of that, Jennifer, really was, obviously I didn't do any driving, but the hard part was getting, there were several scenes where I had to run and open a door and run down a street and open a door. And those were really would not have looked authentic if we had done a lot of cuts. And I know just enough about video to be annoying. You know, I had wanted to do them, and the video director did too, had wanted to do them as one long, you know, contiguous shot without a bunch of editing. So I'd jump out of the car, run through the door, and run through it. And that sounds really easy until you realize that, you know, I can't see where I'm going. I don't really know when to stop. And if I'm walking, it's not a problem to use my ears to reference, you know, objects in the way and stuff like that. But running as fast as I – and for me, my fast may be slow for other people. I don't know. But running as fast as I'm able was real tricky. And I just knew that I was going to fall and break something. But I decided that I was just going to do it and do it till it was right. And, you know, if I fell and hurt myself, I'd get up again and all that kind of stuff. But the exciting part about the video for me was really the fact that I actually – was able to run. I mean, I practiced, I slow walked it a few times, and then I ran it. And, you know, I was able to do it and in one take and do it without hurting myself. And that, to me, was like a real proud moment for me. I just, that was just exciting. So it's a simple thing that you know, probably isn't exciting for most people, but for me, that was a really exciting thing. I felt like I had really accomplished something.
Oh, gosh, yes, and it's great. It's one of the best videos I've ever seen.
It's pretty funny, and I, you know, for years, you know, when MTV was showing music, and uh-huh. not, you know, Jersey Shore or whatever, uh-huh. at that point in my career, you know, videos were not really that relevant for people that weren't, you know, Michael Jackson or whatever, and there was a time when videos were not relevant anymore, and I never really had one, but now people are so used to on-demand content and really are watching videos again on their phones and stuff, that we decided it became clear that I really need to have a video for that song and that we could do a lot of fun things with that song. And as a blind person, I really like to, you know, share with people, hey, it's okay to say that I'm blind. It's okay to laugh at some of the challenges that come from being blind. I think that's all perfectly healthy. It's perfectly normal. I think it's a good thing. I want to put people at their ease. I want people to not feel like they have to walk on eggshells or worry about being politically correct or whatever, you know. So that's kind of part of my mission as well with that video. So, hey, it, you know, it's funny. I mean, can it be annoying not to want to, you know, I'm not able to get up at 3 a.m. and jump in the car and go to Taco Bell, which is, you know, clearly something that I should be doing more often. But outside of that, I mean, yeah, being blind certainly has its challenges, but it's okay to also laugh and enjoy life and not take yourself so seriously. So that's kind of part of that mission as well.
You know, and it was such a well-done video, too. And the song, it's a great song. So, and there are still so many, I'm always seeing, you know, there are still some FM stations and internet stations, you know, terrestrial and satellite stations that are still playing that song because it's such a good song, Blind Man Driving.
It's a fun song. It really is. And we've got an album that goes with it. And, which is going to be called Blind Man Driving, so it's the title track. And we released the single last year because I was on tour in the UK and I was speaking at a convention about blind musicians, for blind musicians, and for educators who want to educate, you know, blind people in music. And I was one of the keynote speakers there in the UK. And so we released the single then. And I've been meaning to kind of, I keep saying, well, you know, I'm going to get the album out in September and this, that, and the other. But several things have kind of pushed that project back a little bit, but it's coming. There's a lot of great music on this record that you're gonna, if you enjoy that song, there's a lot of more good stuff that's gonna be coming out next year for sure. So
I'm looking forward to it, Joey.
Yeah, the procrastination will end.
Procrastination. I don't think you're the least procrastinatory person I know.
Yeah,
you've got so much going on with your studio. I gotta say, this us looking at your you've got Shadow Sound Studios, JoeyStudio.com. JoeyStuckyProductions.com and JoeyStucky.com. And I love on the because every time somebody works with you in the studio, I see so much praise from them about how much they enjoy it, how much you bring out of them in the studio. And I like there's a phrase on the, I think it's the homepage of the Joey Stucky Productions website that says, if you're going to be a star, you got to sound like a star.
That is true. And you know who actually told me that? A friend of mine and a fellow producer in LA. He's really fantastic. His name is Joe Solo, And Joe was the producer that broke Macy Gray. And and he was saying, you know, you're one of the things that you do so well, what he was telling me was what you do so well is you take people that have a very limited budget and you make them sound like they've spent five times as much as they've really spent. And he said, you know, people's got to commit though, that if they want to be a music star, they've got to spend the money on making the music right and not just handing in a demo that is at their house and stuff like that. And so that sort of stuck with me. And he was saying, you know, if you want to sound like a star, I mean, if you want to be a star, you got to sound like a star. I was like, oh, that's great. So I put that with his permission. I put that on my website and kind of made that the focus of kind of what we were trying to say to people. Like, you know, dream big and let's do it right. You know, and if it takes, my thing is, I'd rather for you to spend a year working on an album as you can with a small budget than to try and do, you know, and a lot of clients do this, and I mean, I help them as best I can, but a lot of clients want to come in and they want to, in 8 hours, they want to have, you know, a 12 songs done. And that certainly can be done, but it's just like, you know, it's just like painting your house with, you know, half a coat of paint. I mean, you know, it's done, it's paint's on the wall, but it may not look the best. So it's, you know, it's that kind of idea that I'd rather do fewer songs more perfectly, or I'd rather spend more time and get exactly what you want. Because in the long run, the quality product is, as you were talking about with Blind Man Driving, having a good product is going to last you a lot longer than just the initial excitement period about the new record or whatever. It's going to come back. It's going to represent your work. It's going to stand on its own and be a tool you can use forever. So you want to make it good if you can. You know, that's kind of thing. And you know, the average, and you know this because you sing, your husband plays guitar and bass and everything. And you know, the average major star, pick whoever you want, spends about 200 hours in the studio. So to think that you're going to compete with that in 8 hours is not super realistic.
well said. Well put. You know, I titled this on. I said the when I've been putting that information about the show, I kept saying, you know, it's going to be a Macon, Georgia, USA mashup or merges with London, UK musicians for a project. So we're going to get to that and see who the Shadow Bandits are and how you get this across the pond. We got some stuff. But before we get to that, I want to ask you something else, too. I also put out between New Wave and Haptic Wave. You've got it all. I got to ask you about this again. I know we've talked about it, but I am just so impressed with the project that you worked on last year with Goldsmith University. And could you explain what that is?
It's incredible, really. Well, this is true for every business, no matter what it is. There are a lot of things that is very much sight reliant that traditionally blind people haven't had access to. Now, when I first started recording, everything was on digital tape. And I even used to do analog tape, reel-to-reels, and edit tape with a razor blade, and which is how I learned to cuss, by the way, cutting my fingers all the time. But sadly, that's not a joke. But I it's digital tape machine, and so you'd have a button that would arm the track for recording, and then you would have your record button and all these bits. Everything was a button, and even though there were things on the little like screen on the digital tape recorder, the digital tape recorder, it didn't really matter. It didn't really impact me at all because I could still do all the work, because everything had its own button and its own function. So it was very easy to memorize, well, third button from the left does this and that kind of thing. But eventually in the mid-2000s, it really became obvious that technology was not going to be sustainable, that people wanted to move to computer-based recording. And for lots of different reasons, part of it's the flexibility of what we call non-destructive editing. So if I make a mistake, like if I take a piece of audio and I'm editing it and I make a mistake, I go, oops, I didn't mean to do that, and I can just undo it back to the last save. That's really great because on digital tape, man, if I re-recorded something or edited something wrong, that was it. It was gone. So, you know, in a sense, I kind of miss the days of having to get it right and the skill that comes from that. But at the same time, it is nice to be able to go to have a backseat, as it were. So, we started moving into this realm of digital computing, and the computer wasn't and music technology in particular wasn't particularly accessible. But through a lot of different people, Bill McCann at Dancing Dots and a lot of other people, the recording technology became accessible. But one of the things that still works better if you have a pair of eyes is editing the waveform. And my wife, for example, who really doesn't know anything about music, I mean, per se, she has a very good ear. She doesn't believe that, but she does. But but she's not a trained musician or a trained engineer like I am. She can see the waveform and understand very quickly where the edit needs to be and stuff like that. See, for her, she says it's just like doing surgery. And so she can really see it and is very good at it and is actually faster at it than I am, even though I've got more years of experience. But the reason is because she has these, you know, the eyes that I don't have. Well, Goldsmiths got together, and they have invented something called the haptic wave. And the haptic wave is really an ingenious piece of equipment. It's a physical, basically what we call a fader. And so it has an X and a Y axis. So it goes from left to right and up and down. And it's as you move the fader from left to right, it does what's called scrubbing. It basically scrolls through the waveform that you're looking at or analyzing or editing or whatever. And the other axis that goes up and down bounces up and down, showing you where the peaks and troughs of the waveform are. So in music, you know, everything has a peak and a trough, both melodically, you know, pitch-wise, but also just amplitude-wise, volume, decibel. So that I'm able actually to feel the waveform and how it's shaped as I, with my hand, just like you can see it with your eyes, I'm now able to experience that with my hand, which is the whole process of the science of haptics. So the problem with it was I was one of two people that was a beta tester for this thing, and they flew to Macon, Georgia, and installed it in my studio and stayed 3 or 4 days. And we worked real hard on it and worked real hard on developing it, making it more accessible and stuff like that. And that process is actually still continuing. And through the media coverage I was able to get here in Macon, I got all the major networks to come cover this and cover this technology that we were beta testing because I thought it was so important. They were able to use some of those efforts to excite other people in other countries. So they're still working on it. And two of the things that I had recommended as far as changes go have been implemented into the hardware and the software. And those changes were that you now have a zoom function. So you can, before the size of the waveform was just sort of predetermined generically. Now you can zoom in real close and look at very small parts of audio or zoom out further and look at the whole thing more quickly. So that's a control. And then they've also put dB markings on the side so you know exactly what decibel it is that you're hitting. So the other thing I had requested, and I don't think this is going to be incorporated, but I had said, look, this technology is so great when blind engineers want to do pitch correction or auto-tune, which is sort of the generic term. It would be nice to have the pitch references on the left side of the control, dB on the right, pitch on the left, and then make it so where you can scrub through a waveform and detect the pitch as well. But I don't know if that's going to happen. And I don't. It's not a limitation of the hardware. It's a limitation of the software. So I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but they're still working on it. So it's still very exciting.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I
wouldn't be surprised. And you better be the first. You better call me first as soon as you know about this. Now, if you're listening live right now, folks, we're so happy that you're here listening to Madam Perry Salon Live. If you're listening live and you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio screen, we hope that you will click the follow button there and follow us. Also, you know, these shows are available as a free download here and on iTunes, where you can also subscribe to us at no cost. And one of the reasons why we want you to follow us, so I can continue to get cool people like Joey on, who's going to be telling us all about his work with, it's going to be talking about the Pogues, the Popes, modern English, all kinds of cool folks in just a minute. But first, and we're going to hear this new song. And if you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 646-716-7566. 646-716-9922. 646-716-9922 if you've got a question for Joey Stuckey. And I have a caller on the line. Hi, welcome to Madame Perry's Salon. Hello?
Hi, this is Camille Scoggins.
Camille!
Hey! Camille.
Hey.
How are you doing, dear?
I'm doing great.
Jennifer, Camille is a dear friend of mine, and one of the things we're going to talk about tonight is the Ladies of the South project, and she is one of the singers on that project, and her real job is as a medical professional, but she is one of the best singers you have ever heard. I'm not kidding.
Oh my goodness, Joey, thank you. That's very sweet.
You're welcome.
Fantastic.
She's incredible. She actually, the Ladies of the South project, which we're going to talk about in more detail, but it's an all-female music compilation CD, and Camille actually sings on two of the songs on that project, and originally these songs were recorded as publishing demos, but they were so good that I brought Camille in there, and Camille, you have been singing for a long time, and I didn't realize you were in Athens back when it was, you know, super, super cool to be in Athens singing around there as a teenager, but that's pretty cool.
I was lucky and blessed to kind of be a part of that, and that was back in 1984, so there was a lot going on back then, still is, but
you're responsible for R.E.M., right? I'm just kidding.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. You can tell she's married, folks? She takes the compliment immediately.
As she should. Hey, fantastic, Camille. I'm so glad you called in. And I do hope you'll come back when we have and talk to us on the show when we feature the Ladies of the South CD, because we will right here on Madame Perry Salon. And stick around if you would, Camille, because we're going to have a commercial in just a moment and talk about Ladies of the South, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
If you've got time, okay. And we have another call. And remember, the number is 646-716-9922. I'm talking with magician, which a lot of people say you are after they've been with you in the studio, musician and producer Joey Stuckey of Megan. And I have another dear friend on the line. Welcome to Madame Perry Salon.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, it's Kim.
Hi, Joey. Hi.
Hey, Kim, what's going down?
I don't know it. All is well here. How about your way?
Oh, I look good.
As usual. That goes without
saying.
That's
what I tell myself.
So, yeah.
That's what I tell myself. When I look in the mirror and I don't see anything, I go, I'm doing okay.
And Kim Meeks is also on the Ladies of the South CD, isn't she, along with Camille Scott?
Oh, it would not be the same without her. Yeah, absolutely. Kim Meeks is on there. When you have star quality just down the street from you, you include that in everything you do.
Well, thanks, Joey. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be a part of it. So anytime, and I'm happy to say how wonderful Joey is, because he is, and you know, is an excellent producer, songwriter, musician, singer, all of that stuff, and he's put out another great product.
We're
going to mention the Ladies of the South CD in just a little bit, but right now I've got to say something nice from our wonderful sponsors. And first of all, I'm desperate for a vacation right now. Kim knows that. She knows me well. I'm all about entrepreneurship. And I met this lady named Maya. Now, Maya works in Rome, and I'm talking Rome, Italy, not Rome, Georgia, here near us. Rome, Italy. She works in a vacation resort. And so she went on a vacation with her brother. This is her story. She and her brother go on a vacation to Panama, and they are just overwhelmed by just the natural beauty of the country. And after being there for a month, they met a lot of people. They learned that business is good, that tourism is a great industry. And they decided, you know, we're just going to go ahead and chunk it all, leave Rome, go to Panama, and create our dream resort. So it's called Cabana Cologne. Now, Cabana Cologne going to be, it's an area, the island of the Caribbean that's called Isla Cologne. I don't know if you've heard of the island Isla Cologne.
Now, Jennifer, let me interrupt you there, because Isla Cologne, that is definitely the archipelago there, and it's the Casa do Torre, and it's a beautiful area.
Well, Joey, you certainly know your world history, your world geography. Yes, it is. That's exactly where it is.
I just have Google.
But you're exactly right. It's the main island of the archipelago of Bocas del Toro in Panama. And so their concept is that they will have a resort. It's a bed and breakfast, but they don't want to damage the environment to create it, but they want it to be eco-sustainable. So they're going to have solar panels for hot water and for electricity, water purifiers, use mostly local products. And so what they're saying is, when can we go? You know, that's what I want to know, Joey. When can we all go?
And, I'm ready.
I am too. I'm packed. Camille, Kim, you ready to go?
I'm ready. Hey, let's do it.
Well, what was that? Yeah.
I was going to say, as long as I don't want like the fat blind guy to like ride the bicycle to power the internet, that's the one thing that I worry.
Stop it. Okay, so, well, what they're doing is, so to create this is going to be very expensive. They've got an Indiegogo fund. And so if you go, I've got the link here on the page to their Indiegogo, and it's Indiegogo or IGG.me/@Cabana Cologne. Or just go to the Indiegogo and find it. And they have lots of nice perks. So if you donate, you'll get, well, some of them you get a discount on your vacation and a pretty good discount on vacation too. So we're going to be looking forward to that.
Also, you should tell Maya that we want to hold a big music concert for their grand opening down there. That's what we want to do.
Oh, Joey, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking, you know, we could do the Ladies of the South and
yeah.
the Shadow Bandits. We have all this talent.
Ladies of the South Swimsuit Edition. Kim, apparently, I've heard on the internet that Kim's got a bathing suit she's been dying to try on. So.
Yeah, y'all go ahead.
No comment on that one.
Go ahead. All right, so... But yeah, when you're on that plane ride to Panama, which is where our friend Kenya's parents live in Panama,
Neat.
You know, sometimes you get that little when you're trying to sleep on the plane. Kim and I were on a plane trip recently, and you know you can't really sleep and relax. You need a good pillow. I found out there's a guy who's an engineer. He created this thing called the Zen Pillow to support your
cool.
shoulder and neck so they won't be sore. And even better,
nice.
Not only make it, but it's one of my favorite things is I've got to have things made in the USA. It was created, manufactured, made here in the USA. But I'm going to let them tell you about it just now.
This is my Zen moment. From standing at work, sitting while driving, plus running around with the kids, it caused muscle tension in my neck and back. The Zen Pillow is the only healthcare product that I've tried, which transforms to multiple positions for neck, upper, and lower back pain relief. Trust me, it made the difference. The reviews are in. See what medical professionals have to say about the Zen Pillow. That's xzenpillow.com. And you too can have your own Zen moment.
All right, the Zen Moment Pillow. And I've got the link to that website too here on this page. And I'll also have the link to both of my sponsors tonight on the Madame Perry Salon page. So you can think I'm going to go ahead. I know I'm going to order that Zen Pillow. So, because I love to read in bed. So, folks, let's talk about how did we get this mashup from Macon, Georgia to the UK and create a song? Joey, break it down.
Well, I'll try to make it as brief as I can, but that's not my
Please.
Skill. If that would not be my superpower. Basically what happened was last year I was on tour in the UK and I met someone through a friend of a friend. And his name is Charlie Hoskins. And Charlie has turned out to be a dear friend of mine, and his wife is also an incredible person, very sweet. And we just really hit it off, and he came out to see me play, and we went out to dinner, and we just had a lot of fun. And we said, look, we got to stay in touch. We got to write some music together, do something together. And we meant it. But when I got back last year, a lot of things were going on, and I just really didn't have time to further that project. But I reached out to Charlie again in December of last year just to say hello. And he sent me some music he had written that did not have any lyrics or vocal melody to it. And said, hey, you want to take a crack at this and write something? I said, yeah, sure. So I started writing with him at that point and just started having so much fun and just enjoyed it so much that, you know, we just kept doing it. Well, my dad and my wife both had some health issues. My dad had a heart attack. My wife had to retire because of RA from her job delivering babies. And so February through April was a real tough time around here, and I sort of cut my crazy schedule back a little bit so I could stick a little closer to home and try to be helpful to my family. And that ended up giving me some time to write that I hadn't had. And it just, I would write a song, and as soon as I finished one, Charlie would send me something else. And so it just got to be where we knew we had something, and that it was clear that our partnership was a good one. So I said, look, let's form a side project. We'll call it the Shadow Bandits. That's the name I just sort of tossed out to him. He liked it. I try to sort of include the word shadow in everything I do. My studio, Shadow Sound Studio, my first album was called Take a Walk in the Shadows. And it's just sort of a homage to the fact that I'm blind. You know, we did that, and then he introduced me to two of his mates, Paul McGinnis from the band. Charlie, by the way, is the founding member of the Popes, which is a fantastic UK-based band. His friend Paul McGinnis was in the Pogues with Shane McGowan, who's a pretty famous dude. And then his buddy Will is also was in the band Modern English and also toured with John Entwistle of The Who. Excuse me. And so he introduced these guys to me, and they're like, hey, we want to write this song, and we're working on this song. Do you want to help co-write this song with us? I'm like, of course, absolutely. And it was an amazing song, but the thing was, it was written, with the Shadow Bandits, I had kind of envisioned that I would just, Charlie sings back. Charlie's a mean backup vocalist. He is fantastic. In fact, he told me when we first met, he said, hey, my superpower is I can sing like a woman. And his backup vocals, he can blend with anybody. It's amazing. But at any rate, this song was written for a female to sing, and I knew when I finished writing it who I wanted to sing it, which is Jennifer. You and I have a very good mutual friend, Sue Wilkinson. She's also going, her blues stuff is going under the title of Sue Lou, and so you may find under that. But Sue Wilkinson also, who's just an Atlanta treasure, Georgia treasure, has done so many amazing things. I knew I wanted her to sing it, but once I had her sing it, everything, and we were all really excited about it, I was like, wow, I don't really know what to do with this song. It's an amazing song. It's called What You See Ain't What You Get. It's an amazing song, and it's basically sort of girl power, you know, about how women can be so many different things all at the same time. It's a great song, but I didn't know what to do with it. And I said, guys, I'm really excited, but I think if I just release this as a single, it's not going to help. I want to make sure people hear it. I want to make sure people find it. Let me just think about how we can make this something important and special. And then it came to me, wait a minute, I know so many amazing female artists that I've produced over the past, six, 7 years.
Yes, you do.
Why not showcase all those artists together and put together a CD? And so I came up with the idea of Joey Stuckey Presents Ladies of the South. It's a compilation CD. It's got 12 artists on there, and it's an amazing collection of these just super talented female artists who are great writers and performers. And it's all genres of music, from pop to country. Camille can sing anything, but she's got a very beautiful country voice that just really works for that sort of slow to mid-tempo stuff. She can sing fast stuff too, but it's just such a beautiful voice and so emotional that it's really great. So I did that, and of course, Kim Meeks, as we were talking, Kim's on there. Kim's got that smoky, bluesy voice that's just incredible and just so warm and inviting. So anyway, that's how it all kind of came about.
Yeah, you do. And you do. You have so many fantastic female musicians and vocalists. Ladies, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Right on. Can I get a witness? Okay. All right. Thank you, Camille. Let's go ahead and listen to the song now, What You See Ain't What You Get. And your mics are hot, so if you're going to dance, don't knock anything over, okay? What You See Ain't What You Get from Joey Stuckey and the Shadow Bandits.
Talk.
spacewalk,
yeah.
I mean, Sue, that is my dear friend Sue, and she's like the embodiment of, you know, Janis Joplin. I mean, just so powerful. And the thing, Sue's got such an incredible instrument. She can beat things so tender and so beautiful, and then just wail. So she's just incredible.
Oh, she is. I've known her about almost as long as you have, maybe longer. I'm not sure. And
I think you've known her a little bit longer, but that's just because you've been around longer.
Shut up. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
I see that.
You are at this thing, this song all about an anthem to women, and then all of a sudden,
I know. I gotta go and ruin it by opening my mouth. But you know, I'll tell you, I'm just playing with you. But Sue's amazing.
Know.
I played.
Sue is flawless. Yeah.
What's so interesting is I played with Sue in several of her bands, and it was just a blast. I met her and got to know her and just think she was great. And then I found that she was in one of the bands that I idolized, when I first started playing, and Blue Sky. And I was like, holy,
Big
Sky. Is that Sue? Yo, Big Sky, yeah. I'm like, you're
yeah.
that Sue? Like, oh, my God. And so then I became sort of a stalker. We've been dear friends for a long time. And actually, Kim was telling me the other day. I said, "Hey, what do you think about the compilation?" And she was saying how much she enjoyed that track, and also how much she enjoyed one of Camille's tracks, which was the I think it was Start Over that you were thinking. You were saying, wasn't it, Kim? Another one you liked?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
great
goodness.
One.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks.
Camille hasn't had a chance to hear Kim's music yet because I'm slack and I haven't put the CD in the mail yet. Because
I'm
Camille
looking forward. But I am.
Deal with the program.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to do it this week, I promise.
Yeah, Sue is. Sue, when she was in Big Sky, they were on that was when I had a television show, and they were on the show. And somebody, actually it was Sue, found the old, her copy of the show and gave it to me. So somebody's got it converted. I may put parts of it up on YouTube and on Facebook, too.
Oh,
but
cool.
If you've never heard, Big Sky, what a band. And
incredible, the whole band.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Shannon Pinkelly.
Shannon
Pinkelly. He plays with Electric Avenue now, which is an 80s tribute band. And on bass,
amazing.
Jerry Peek, who used to play with
Steve Morse,
Jaco Pastorius, and Steve Morse.
Yeah.
And
Gary the Monster. He is so good.
On drums, Eskil Vedekovist, who used to play with me some my jazz band.
And he is also one of my favorite drummers.
And who played keyboard in that band?
I think Sue did, didn't she, or did she?
No, there was somebody else playing keyboard sometimes. We'll have to check on that.
Okay.
Hey, if you guys will look around, Kim, and you'll see my friend, my BFF, Kenya Cobert, just slipped in here.
Oh, hi,
Kenya.
Guys.
Hey, Kenya.
Hello, Joey. Hello, guys.
It's good to hear your voice again, friend.
Thank you. Well, it's a little bit hoarse today, but thank you.
What'd you think of the song?
I've been enjoying that interview. I love the song. Oh, my gosh. I was like, whoa.
And Kenya also knows Sue Wilkinson.
Yes, I do. I love Sue as well, actually.
Everybody
loves Sue. That's right. I am enjoying the interview, guys. You guys are just having fun here. I've been listening in, and I was trying to wait a little while before I started talking because my voice is doing this crazy thing again today. But I just wanted to say hi.
Hey.
Feel
better. Gosh.
Thank you.
Stick around. We won't make you talk. We're just
Thank you. I'm here.
Okay. Just hang out. Just relax and enjoy yourself. Actually, Joey, it was me and Kenya and Kim Meeks and her sister Sherry Meeks, the author. The four of us took a trip to Chicago earlier this year.
Oh, that's how I now understand why y'all had so much fun. Kenya was there. I see.
Okay. I had fun.
Everyone
was there. We just needed Joey in the mix. That's all.
I mean, I would have carried your bag, you know?
Joey?
Was there in spirit.
Joey, you might have.
Think of how fun that would have been.
We could have
had a good new video, Blind Man Bellhop.
No, just party, man.
Yeah, Joey, you could be the bartender. So,
well, you know, I actually, honestly, I've been trying to find someone who's, you know, basically borderline alcoholic to help me come up with a blind man driving drink. That is so powerful, one drink will make you feel like you're a blind man driving. That's, you don't want to actually drive, because that would be against the law. But if you want to just, you know, one drink will just not drive right out.
Okay. Two points I got to make. Oh, and by the way, and Kenya, you haven't met Camille Scoggin. She's here tonight. Camille.
Hi,
my friend Kenya.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
You
and
as well.
Excuse me. She's on the Ladies of the South CD as well as Kim. Now, two things. You have this song with these guys, Charlie Hoskins, Paul McGinnis, Will Morrison from the Popes, the Modern English. And you know I love 80s bands. I love the 80s new wave bands. So you've got this going on. And these guys are still pretty busy. I mean, they've still got a lot going on. But
absolutely.
So from this, you're going to have another CD coming out maybe next year of more work that you've done with these guys. But as I understand it, you also took the fact that you had this anthem, as you said earlier, this song about women and strong women. And female power, and then you decided, since you had knew so many female vocalists, musicians, writers that you admire, that just to go ahead and make a whole CD called Ladies of the South, of which two of the artists are here with us tonight. So tell me how you gathered up the people, how you chose and gathered, and how do I get on the next one? You know, stuff like that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the thing was that when I started writing with Charlie, and he introduced me to Paul and Will, and we had so much fun. It's some of the most fun I've had in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, because as much as I love music and I feel blessed to do it every day and I do it full time, that's what I do full time. I don't have to have another job. I do music full time. You know, there's a lot of work involved, but this was so much fun, because when you co-write with people that you trust and you make a decision early on to say, hey, look, we're not going to argue about anything. You know, if you want to do something, we'll do it. If you don't want to do something, we won't. There's not going to be any stress. There's not going to be any. So that's the beautiful thing about the Shadow Bandits and the first song, What You See and What You Get. And then, like I said, that was sort of the catalyst to say, gosh, I know so many wonderful female artists. We should shine a light on all these amazing talent. So these people are people that I have stayed in touch with over the years, that I've produced at least one record for, sometimes more records than one. And they're people that I, you know, sort of have supported over the years, because I think they're so talented that I've tried to make sure, you know, people know about them. In the case, interestingly, that it's interesting that Kim and Camille are both on the line with us right now, because they're sort of two of my secret weapons that I've been using over the past several years when I need a female vocalist to come record for a client. You know, if I've got a songwriter that's you know, not a singer or whatever. I always call Camille or I'll call Kim, and they're, like I said, they're two of my sort of secret weapons. So interestingly, on the Ladies of the South CD, one of the writers who's also part of my publishing company, his name is Hugh Heshen, and Hugh is, I like to call him Uncle Heshy, because it sounds Jewish, but he's not. It's kind of fun. Anyway, you know, the things that amuse me are mystery, I know, but... So Hugh is an old friend of mine, has played in my band. We've done some side projects. He's recorded with me a lot. He's a great songwriter and an educator and incredible musician. He's got a band right now called Broadcast 90, which is a 90s tribute band. But anyway, Hugh wrote a song called Start Over, and it was written, you know, from a female perspective. And so I brought in Camille to sing that. Well, I had another... couple years before that, I had another very talented writer named Tyler Moore, and Tyler wrote a song called Box Labeled Questions, and it's just an incredible song, lyrically so powerful, so it's kind of funny for a blind man to use this word, but it tells such a visual story that you can really imagine yourself, you know, in the song, you know, feel the songs were taking place around you, and once again, I went to Camille to bring that to life, and she did. As a producer, you know, a lot of what I do is I tell people, I sort of like boss people around and say, do this, do that, sing this, sing that. But with Camille, what was so cool was just some of the stuff that she came up with without me telling her what to do was actually better than what I thought of anyway. So, it's true. I mean, you know, and so it's kind of cool that I actually ended up using Camille on this. She's actually on this record twice because she was the female vocalist that I had brought in to record the vocals. And those two songs were originally publishing demos, but they're so good. And what I call a demo, a lot of people call a master tape, that they could stand up to radio airplay and that kind of stuff. And then with Kim Meeks, she's got an amazing album. It's an EP that's really something special that you should definitely check out. And it's called oh, now I just thought, Kim, what's the name of the record? My mind just went blank.
Forget Me Not.
Forget Me Not. Thank you. See, I just forgot it. That was all meant to happen. That was all just part of the setup. Just keep telling yourself that. But Forget Me Not, yeah. So Kim has a song featured on the Ladies of the South, which is called Everybody's Pretty, which is just a wonderful song. And it's a fun song, and it's all about, like, oh, yeah, everybody loves you while you're young and fertile, I guess. But it's a great song, and Kim has an amazing ability to she has a lot of attitude, and she can sing things with a lot of sass, and she can sing things with a lot of – she's got the wistfulness down pat as well.
Yeah.
But she really did this – she has this beautiful voice that's just so captivating and just really kind of just brings you into the story. And then another friend of mine, Doc Henderson, who's a client at the studio, wrote this wonderful song called Lately. And I knew last year when we were producing it that Kim was the right person to sing that song for him. He's obviously a male vocalist and couldn't sing it. So he said, well, I really want to record the song. I love it, but it's for a female artist. I said, I know just the woman to sing it. And
are you singing
so I brought Kim in with that.
Yeah. Thanks,
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kim sings Everybody's Pretty, which is her song, and then Doc Henderson's song, Lately, she sings on that. And then Camille Scoggins sings Start Over, the Hugh Hessian, and also Box Label Question.
So they're actually on there twice.
How
and
cool
so
is that?
They are my secret studio weapon. Yes, they're my secret studio weapon.
I can dig it. I understand. I can dig it. That's pretty cool.
And then, the other people, like I've got one of my young ladies who's getting ready to go off to college is named Catherine Daniel, and she's so talented and was a guitar student of mine. And one day I said, hey, look, sing this rhythm, and if you can sing it, you can play it. And she sang, and I just about fell out of my chair and said, oh, my God, you need to be singing, not playing guitar. What are we doing? So I forced her to switch to a voice student, and she's got a wonderful album out. It's also an EP, and it's called Live Loud, and it's really, really good. And her song is featured on this compilation called Lonely Boulevard, and it's really good. If I had to call it something, I call it pop music. It's a little like I don't know if she'd agree with me, but it kind of reminds me a little bit of Kelly Clarkson a little bit. It's got some good pop sensibilities, but it rocks pretty good too. So she's on there. She's fantastic. My friend Amber Pierce from a band called The Vineyard Band is on there, and she's just incredible too. She's also a vocal student of mine and just really, really talented. And she's doing country music. I mean, real country music, like, the kind that, Hank Williams would do and that real authentic, not country pop, but real country music. So she's on there with her band, The Vineyard Band. There's a band called Someday Mary, which is really wonderful sort of alt-rock band that I produced back in 2000. I want to say it was 2008. And they've got a song on there called With You that's real good. And another song that's really incredible by a young lady who is living in sort of Malaysia right now. And we met over the internet back in like 2007. Yeah. And Vanessa has a song called Danish Cookies Is My Name, which is incredible.
Okay, and then you've also got Louise Warren.
Yes, Louise Warren, Stacey. Again, one of my vocal students, and she's got a song called Home. And the song Home that Louise did was actually featured. She and I did it together, and it was actually featured on the Super Bowl right before the 2013 Super Bowl here in Macon as a one minute sort of homage to Middle Georgia. So that's a great song. That's her song Home that's on this compilation. And again, she's a remarkable artist. And the thing is, I've had a chance to see all these artists I've worked with grow. And every time I work with them, they get better and better and better. It's just incredible to see how talented they are. And primarily they're all from the Middle Georgia area. There's also my friend Stacey Hostler, who's an incredible contemporary Christian artist. Really has a heart for worship. When she's praising, she's praising and she means it. She's on there. She's got a song called Something More. which is really a wonderful track, off her 2010 album, which I believe is called, I think it's called Closer, but if you look up Stacey Hoffler, you'll find it. It's really, really good.
Yeah. And the last one is Tash and the Boys?
No, close, okay. But it has
T-A-T-B.
A
T-A-T-B.
There you go, T-A-T-B. So Tash and the Boys, you're confusing Making Music CD, but that's all right. But yeah, okay. Tash and the Boys is on Making Music CD, but this is T-A-T-B, and it features Rachel Elkins, who's an incredible singer. And she, again, this is a wonderful band from Warner Robins. They are just fantastic. Beau Sammons is the songwriter, but Rachel Elkins is the one that brings the music to life. And what amuses me about this track in particular is it's called Johnny Nine, and it's from the Bible, but it's instead of John Nine, it's Johnny Nine. And it's also this is the Blind Man remix that I did, which I think so it's kind of funny. So it for purposes of this album, the blind man is me, and I just think it's funny to kind of end the record with a song about a blind guy when there's a blind guy as a producer.
Yeah.
But it's also such a rocking tune that I kind of wanted to start with something in your face, and I wanted to end with something in your face. So
it's
good.
All right. Well, Joey, you know, we got to go, and I it's just always, always such a party, so much fun, and so interesting to have you here on the show, and I hope you'll come back and bring some of the ladies of the South, and hopefully Camille Scoggins, Kim Meeks, and some of the other artists on there. But there's a couple of things we've got to know before we go. Where can people purchase this?
Yes. Two good places. Actually, three. iTunes, of course. CD Baby, of course. But if you go to ladiesofthesouthmusic.com, you can find out all about these ladies' other albums, their bios, the videos that we've done are there, any kind of Ladies of the South news. This show will be posted there as well. So you'll be able to find everything about this product there. You'll also be able to find out more about the Shadow Bandits from that website. So ladiesofthesouthmusic.com. Of course, iTunes and all the places you find independent music sold. And the other thing I want to say, Jennifer, if you don't mind, is that we're having a small CD release concert. The lovely lady who is just stunning people with her beauty all over the place that's on the cover of this album, her name is Ginger Huff. She's been my hair and makeup stylist forever when I did all my TV shows and stuff. And she is just gorgeous and is on the cover. And we're actually having a little concert. Kim's going to be there, and Beau Sammons and Rachel Elkins will be there playing music on August 26th from 6:30 until 8:30. It's going to be free food, free music. You'll get copies of the CD signed by some of the artists. You get to hear Kim and Beau and Rachel perform. And it's all at Ginger's place. It's the Wild Organics Juice Company and also Salon Infusion in Bon Air, Georgia. But again, you'll be able to find out all that information on ladiesofthesouthmusic.com.
Well, actually, Joey, that was my last question, was where's the party? But
there you go. Well, now you know.
Now I know. Well, I said, on
and
the website, purchase information,
Joe.
And where's the party? And you got it all there to me. So, all right. So happy to have you here. So glad for everyone that's listened. And if you're listening live, I want to tell you tomorrow night, my guest is Dr. Rajiv Bharti. He was a surgeon in Los Angeles. And then one night when he was having surgery, or one day rather, he had a what they call an NDE, a near-death experience, and claims he went to heaven. Saw relatives, and he says he went to hell as well. And he'll be on here tomorrow night to talk about his book. And that will be Wednesday, August 17th. But today, thank you so very much, Joey Stuckey, Camille Scoggins, Kim Meeks, and Kenya Colbert for calling in. And get the CD, Ladies of the South, Joey Stuckey Presents, and check out their music everywhere. And any parting words from you ladies?
Thanks for having us. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Are you going to come back and let me feature you, both of you, Camille and Kim? Kim's already been featured,
sure.
But she's always coming back anytime.
Sure.
All right,
sounds good.
I love. Can't get enough. Kim, I think of Kim as she's the female Daryl Hall. She's got that kind of soul. So, yeah. And Kim, Camille, I'm looking forward to getting to know more about you and your music as well. So, thanks for listening to Madame Perry Salon. Visit my sponsors, Cabano Cologne, and they've got an Indiegogo to raise money for this eco-sustainable resort in Panama. And also Zen Pillow. You want to order Zen Pillow so you can sleep or read in bed or be on the plane and not have that awful back and shoulder ache. And again, Joey Stuckey, thank you, ladies of the South and Shadow Bandits, and this is Madam Perry Salon. And I'm going to go ahead and see. We'll just leave with a little bit more of what you see and what you get, okay? Thanks so very much, Joey and everybody.
Bye, y'all. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you so very much.